This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, August 5th. God's word for you today is the making. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." We will kick off our time in God's presence today with our final thought from yesterday, which is, "It is an honor to be called by God." Why? If you do not do God's work, God will raise people that will replace you. And the replacements are usually better than the original. Yesterday, we saw Esther being challenged by Mordecai in Esther chapter 4. Please read. And Esther got to that point that she said, "If I perish, I perish. I will do God's will." And maybe I am a Mordecai to you today. What are you going to do? Being carried on eagle's wings is risking. It is relying. It is obeying. Being carried on eagle's wings is expecting. The fourth phrase is, "And it will make your paths straight." God will direct your path. God will guide your path. As I am risking, relying and obeying, I am expecting God to move and guide my path. When you are on eagle's wings, the guidance now becomes gliding. It is guidance that you cannot change. It is maneuvers that you cannot influence. It is movement and turning that you cannot stop, and it is in your favor. When you are on a plane and the pilot is turning and maneuvering, you just go where the pilot wants. You cannot tell the pilot to turn left or turn right. No, you fasten your seatbelt and shut up. And that is the beauty of being on eagle's wings. God maneuvers, we expect. It is an expectation that is fulfilled. Psalm chapter 34 verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." I may not understand all that God does, but I understand that he is faithful. I understand that God is to be trusted. God will guide you and direct your path in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9 says, "Keep in mind that the Lord your God is the only God. He is a faithful God who keeps his promise and is merciful to thousands of generations of those who love him and obey his commands." On eagle's wings is not a leap in the dark. It is a step into the light. So being carried on eagle's wings is risking, relying, obeying, and expecting. You have to be risking. You have to be relying. You have to be obeying. And you have to be expecting. We need to keep asking ourselves, am I risking as God wants me to? Am I relying on God as God would have me? Am I obeying as God wants me to? And am I expecting as God will have me? Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He is the one who will keep you on track." Let us pray. Father, I will not try to figure out things on my own. I trust you from the bottom of my heart. As I listen for your voice in everything, please keep me on track. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.